USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As immigrants from Central and South America can now simply walk across the U.S.-Mexico border, on Tuesday, Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas is telling Cubans and Haitians, you are not welcome here.
Allow me to be clear. If you take to the sea, you will not come to the United States. To those who risk their lives doing so, this risk is not worth taking. Do not risk your life attempting to enter the United States illegally. You will not come to the United States.
For the first time in Senate history, senators Wednesday will move toward ending the federal prohibition on marijuana, removing it from the federal list of controlled substances. 18 states have legalized the recreational use of marijuana, and 37 states now allow the medical use of cannabis. USA Radio News.
Ashley Katana is the public policy manager at Facebook, and she is here with us to share some information on the COVID-19 vaccine. Ashley, can you share with us this unique program that started in California?
In April, we launched a program to support pop-up vaccine clinics in low-income and underserved communities around California. Today, we're sharing that we've expanded that program to Austin, Boston, Chicago, New York, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. It's really important for us to support the communities near our offices, and this is one way we can do that.
As of right now, where does this endeavor originate from?
Near our headquarters in Menlo Park, we're also teaming with local nonprofits to operate a mobile vaccination truck. Each Friday and Sunday, the truck will park at nearby schools and community spaces.
Ashley, thank you so much for all this great information and this great service you're providing. Could you please tell us where we can go for more information?
Check out www.about.sb.com/news for all the details.
Pope Francis was discharged from a Rome hospital and returned home to the Vatican on Wednesday, 10 days after undergoing surgery on his colon. The Pope appeared for the first time in public since the surgery on Sunday, looking in good form as he delivered his weekly prayer from the 10th floor hospital balcony. A federal law in place for decades was found to be unconstitutional. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
A federal appeals court has ruled that a federal regulation setting a minimum age for purchasing a handgun is a violation of the Second Amendment. In a divided ruling from a three-judge panel in the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, Judge Julius Richardson wrote that the 1968 law was unconstitutional, with virtually every other constitutional right applying whatever the age. The law had banned dealers from selling handguns to those under 21 years old. The Department of Justice is expected to appeal the decision to the entire Fourth Circuit.
The 2021 Perseids meteor shower, the best meteor shower in my opinion, will light up the skies on Wednesday night. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The man running against AOC's New York congressional seat in 2022, Cuban-American Desi Cuellar on Fox News, explains why Democrat socialists are not condemning Cuba's communist regime for its crackdown on freedom-calling Cubans.
If you look at what happened just a few weeks ago, on the 3rd of July, actually, they had gone to Venezuela and they met with Maduro. And when you look at the track record of that kind of meeting, they're meeting with Maduro. Maduro's mentor was Hugo Chavez, and Hugo Chavez was extremely close with Fidel Castro. So it's not, it's like they're hiding in plain sight, essentially. There's nothing good that can come from that organization or anyone that would want to meet diplomatically with somebody like that.
The Democrat Socialists of America tweeted that they stand by the Cuban people and they want the U.S. blockade to end. Mr. Cuellar disputes the blockade theory.
The blockade, what it does, the economic embargo, it does not impede the ability for that country to get medical supplies or food. So for them to be saying that it's because of the embargo is completely ridiculous, and it's misinformation at its best.
Anti-government activists in Cuba say more than 100 people have been arrested or are missing on the island following widespread protests Sunday. The Cuban government has not said how many people were arrested or injured in the disturbances. The 2021 Perseids meteor shower, which is considered to be the best meteor shower of the year, will light up the skies on Wednesday night. That's according to NASA. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.